بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Last week we discussed that Huyay bin Akhtab, the person from the Jew who instigated this entire operation of the allied forces to march against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum to go to Medina Tayyiba, he went to the last tribe of the Banu Qurayza, the Jews in Medina Tayyiba, and he went to speak to them to break their pledge. The leader's name was Ka'b, and initially Ka'b didn't allow him to come inside. Then he accused him, "You don't want to give me food." Eventually he allowed him inside, and eventually he said, "Never mind, we would break this pledge and this allegiance, that the treaty we have with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So when that had happened, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this news was not yet confirmed. And that's a very important lesson. There was something floating around, Banu Qurayza have broke the pledge and the treaty. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "We will not act until confirmation of this." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called a few Sahaba radiallahu anhum, amongst them the two leaders of Medina Tayyiba, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and Sa'd ibn Ubadah, and Abdullah bin Rawaha and other Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam formed a delegation and he says, "I want you to go to Banu Qurayza and get information of, verify this information. Is it true? Is it not true?" But listen, hidayat and guidance from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, once you get information and you verify it, either it is true. If it is true, don't spread the news. When it is true, I want you to come into the presence. Sahaba would be around me. You're not going to find a very secret moment. You can't call me one side. But speak in riddles, say something, beat around the bush. So people don't get the news. Why? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not want to spread fear, worry and concern among Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Just be careful, I know how to tackle it, but just give me the information. But if it is false, announce and spread that is a rumor and it is false. So that will give more spirit to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It was trying times, it was difficult situations, so we need to handle the situation very carefully. Now this is lesson for every one of us. Certain information we have to know how to divulge that information. You pass an accident scene, a person is lying down flat on the ground, and perhaps the medical team that's there, they are saying that, "Listen, there's no pulse, it's a matter of just the death certificate." That's not the time to phone the wife to say, "Did you get the news? You heard it happened to your husband?" That's not the way we break information. Sometimes we want to be the first to do something. "See, I was there first and I did it." But now you can break her spirits also. So you have to be very careful how we tackle things. If you've got very old parents and there's a janazah they cannot even attend, perhaps it's in Cape Town or very far and you cannot attend, there's no need to wake them up in the dead of the night, 2 o'clock, and say, "Papa, you know who passed away." Why does he have to know 2 o'clock in the morning his brother passed away? Let him have a good night's sleep. If he has to sleep after Fajr also, no problem. Medication, breakfast, and then break the information. He doesn't have cell phone. People are not going to reach him. So we have to learn that responsibility when it comes to information. So Sa'd bin Ubadah, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, they verify that it is true. When they come in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they speak in very broken words. And they tell Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Adul waqara, adul waqara." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood what is meant in this. These were two tribes who had Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They asked for 70 qurra. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatched 70 qurra, go and teach them. They ambushed the 70 qurra, killed them, and these were the names of the two tribes. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Okay, these two names are suggesting Banu Qurayza have broken their pledge and allegiance." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately understanding that where this is coming, where it's going also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he tells them that I'm getting glad tidings we'll be performing tawaf of Makkah Mukarrama. Sahaba radiallahu anhum digging a trench with difficulty trying to save ourselves. We're going to make tawaf. The keys of the Kaaba Sharif are going to be handed over. I see the treasures of Persia and the Roman and the Persian emperors. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum that brought little, it brought a little spirit, strength within them. Then they said, listen, we need to be focused. There is a promise from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's be strong. Let's muster up some courage and be strong in the face of this challenge. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum immediately, they muster up some courage. They draw together. Their strength is in the unity. They realize that alhamdulillah, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's a little challenge at this moment, but there is khair and goodness to come out. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was working on that. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salamah ibn Aslam, appointed 200 sahaba. Zaid ibn Haritha, 300 sahaba. You all go to Medina Tayyibah, the women are in a certain fort. Just be in the vicinity, Medina Tayyibah, protect the homes, businesses, etc. Just to ensure that Banu Qurayza, now the worry was, we've got the enemy from outside at bay. He's at a distance, he cannot cross that trench. Now the worry is the enemy from within. Now we have to be careful, we're still facing an enemy and we don't want to enter into direct combat too early. So we have to weigh our options, let's be careful, and here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's military warfare comes to the front. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, we have to be careful, they have broken it, I will not treat them like how I treated Banu Nadir. Meaning you take the bull by the horns and you sort out the problem. It wasn't in that situation here. Here Nabi Sam says we have to be very tactful. It's not, you know, one brush for everyone, blanket ruling. Nabi Sam says no, we'll treat this situation different due to the circumstances we find ourselves in. And now that wisdom comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes by us adhering to sunnah. The love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah inspires us with wisdom in our decision making. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bitterly cold night, so Sahaba radiallahu anhum are walking around, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now he's addressing Sahaba radiallahu anhum, trying to, you know, get Sahaba radiallahu anhum all together. But then the munafiqun were the breakaway. And the ayat of the Quran speaks about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Sharif. That, إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. When the enemy, difference of tafsir, one is the outer enemy and the enemy from within. Now you are sandwiched and you don't know how to deal with the situation. وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ. When you were shell-shocked, you couldn't believe yourself. That this is a situation we are faced. How do we navigate out of this? وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. When your hearts were in your mouth. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. And various thoughts were being harbored by Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Have we been abandoned? Have we been ambushed? Have we been left? Is this a lost case? Would we win? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really going to assist us? وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. This was the test and a severe test of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to sift the munafiqun from the mu'minun. This was the test where now we separate the men from the boys, we can say. But now the hypocrites are separated from the true believer. Who's going to stand with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this difficulty? So the munafiqun came. وَإِذْ قَالَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبْ لَا مُقَامَ لَكُمْ فَارْجِعُوا. Listen, I think so we need to return. Then they told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَةٌ وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةٍ إِن يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. They told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our houses are really vulnerable. Open to attack. We all are here at the Khandak, at the trench, trying to safeguard ourselves. Banu Qurayza have brought the treaty. I think so we need permission to go back to Madinah Tayyibah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells it out clearly. وَمَا هِيَ بِعَرَى. There was no threat in Medina Munawwara. Their intention was to flee the battlefield. But the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the response of the believer.
وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ.
A believer says, if Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have brought us to the situation, there is definitely success in it. Headlong we will go into it. There is khair, there is goodness in the decision of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum are ready to go out. So bitterly cold was the night of Khandaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pitched up tent. One of the nights, Aisha radiallahu anha was in the tent. One of the nights. She says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the tent. And he went out in guard of the trench. So bitterly cold was it that he came in just for some warmth from me. Just there was some warmth in the tent, my breathing, my presence and my warmth. So he came in just for that little warmth and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back. In, out, protecting. Eventually Nabi hears some footsteps and he walks out, who's there? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, it's me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sa'd, would you do me a favor? He says, definitely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sa'd, I want you to stand guard. So he stood guard for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and against the trench. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a good peaceful night's sleep after many nights. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Ummu Salama, one of the nights, she was in the tent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beside her. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perceived some fear and worry. So he asked, is there anyone there? So Abbad ibn Bishr radiallahu anhu, he was the one mostly on guard at the Battle of Trench. So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's me, Abbad. Nabi sallallahu said, you alone? He says, no, I'm with a few. He says, I want you to quickly do the run of the entire trench. I'm apprehensive of an attack from the kuffar. So he quickly goes out and he sees Abu Sufyan was found one spot where perhaps he would make it with his horse. When he saw that there was a little bit of an opening, immediately Abbad ibn Bishr started attacking with arrows. They safeguarded that pass or that area of the trench. And he comes back to Nabi Sam, alhamdulillah, all taken care of. Nabi Sam makes dua for him. Yarhamullahu Abbad. Allah have mercy on him. Responded so quickly. So Nabi Sam makes dua for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what happened after that, Nabi Sam was very worried about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he gave it some thought. It's a bitterly cold night. It's not the best and favorable of conditions for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, let's break the spirit of the enemy. How do I do that? Because they've come in their numbers, the 10,000 and counting. So what do I do? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, there's allied forces. This allied force is not for the right reason. I need to break this alliance. And Nabi Sam gave it thought, really thought about it. And he says, listen, Banu Ghatfan, that big tribe, they are here not for political reasons. They are here for financial gain. So Nabi Sam says, call two leaders of Banu Ghatfan. Remember, they were promised the khajur and the dates of Khaybar to join. That was their promise. So Nabi Sam calls them, Uyayna bin Hisn and Harith. Two kuffar, they come, Nabi Sam tables the discussion with them to say, see, if you pack up and leave, 1/3 of the dates of Madina Tayyibah, I'm ready to give it. So there was a negotiation to and fro, trying to see how we can come to a best agreement on the payment, etc., and the amount. Then Nabi Sam calls two leaders again. Again, Mashwara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Nabi of the time. No need for Mashwara. Everything will be guided by revelation, but the lesson is for us. We're not always right. We can, there is some room for error for anyone, no matter who the person may be, no matter how pious. Here Nabi Sallam is making mashwara. Piety won't mean anything if it is the lesson from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Sa'd again, the true Sa'd, Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, Sa'd ibn Ubadah come. So Nabi Sallam talks to them and he says, this is what I've negotiated with Banu Ghatfan. What you all think about it? So they tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ma indana illa saif. The only reward we have for them is the sword. There's no other payment for us. It's only the sword. But look at the level of respect that they speak with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this decision that you are saying, that we need to give them 1/3 the kajur and the stock of Madina Tayyiba. Is this the command of Allah? We are happy. Sar Anko Par will say. Ala Ra's wal Ain. No argument. We will submit. We are happy actually. But if this is your desire, we're still happy. Let's give it. But O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if this is driven by thought, it's a personal opinion, then we don't mind giving in some input on the matter. So Nabi Sallam says, not the command of Allah, not my personal desire. I'm really worried about Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Personally, I feel we should do this. It's just personal, to make ease for Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So one of the Sa'd ibn Mu'ad or Sa'd ibn Ubadah, one of them responded and said, Afahina akraman Allahu bil Islam. This is not the moment for us to do anything, to give them any kajur. We were kufar, we never gave them kajur for free. We sold our kajur to them. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us, given us Islam, given us your companionship. Akramana bihi, wa a'zana bihi, wa bik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us with Islam and with you. Malana bihada min haja. Wallahi la nu'tihim illa saif. We so resolute, we're ready to give them no payment except the sword. That's the pay. We're ready to fight till the last. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sahaba, so resolute in the face of all of these challenges. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bismillah. Right, we're fighting. We're not going to give them kajur. Tell Banu Ghatfan, go back to your alliance. We're fighting. Leave the kajur out. The Jews, so Muslims are on the trench facing the kuffar and the allied forces. A few Jews came to the fort where the women folk and the children were inside. Among them was one Sahabi. His name was Hassan. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, the poet of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why was he there? Difference of opinion. Some say he was sick and some suggest that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam identified a weakness in him. That not everyone's cut from the same cloth. That's one thing we have to understand. Not everyone can be what you desire them to be. If no five fingers are the same, how can five children be the same? How can five musallis be the same? No two will be the same. We've all come with our own fingerprints and we make our own marks on earth. So Nabi Sallam identified Hassan. You don't have the bravery for this. You're not too courageous. You just look after the women folk. So he was in the fort. The Jews were walking around. They identified this fort. Let's look for a weak spot. And one of them was going to attack. So the aunt of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Safiya, she was in the fort. So she's telling Hassan, there's a man coming. Can you please take care of him? So Hassan said, if I knew how to take care of him, I wouldn't have been in the fort. Which means I don't have that courage and bravery to face him. Yet, meaning I've got every other skill, but not this skill. So what was his strength? Nabi Sallam gave him accolades for him, credit for it. But his weakness, Nabi Sallam never make an announcement. He can't fight, he's scared. No. Nabi Sallam put him in a position, look after the woman, and at least there is a man there. There is a man. So this Jew is trying to attack. Safiya radiallahu anha, the aunt, she sees that he's trying to attack her son. Sort him out. She says, no, I wouldn't be here. So she finds the peg of a tent and she waits for that moment and she pierces his neck and kills him. And he falls to the ground. So she tells Hassan, take his belongings. Now he's dead. He said, no, how do I do that? He said, okay, that also I'll do. She goes and she severs his head.
and throws it over the wall. She doesn't want to interact with even a man who's dead. How can I strip him of his belongings and hold his body? He's a man. Haya to that extent. But she cut his head. She threw it over the wall. The other Jews saw it and they said, hey, hold on. There's some men in the fort. Yet Safiya radiallahu anha did that. And eventually, the Jews were apprehensive. They were very scared. They say, listen, we already one head shot. So they quietly just went back as if nothing happened. And inshallah, we'll continue next week, inshallah. The head was covered, got cut. But make sure for Qurbani, the whole head is not cut. So make sure it's only three veins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Qurbani of everyone, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.